This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
With over 20 years of industry experience, KWA Group Branding provides quality, on-time, and cost-effective custom imprinted promotional items that exceed the needs and objectives of our client. Promotional items include giveaways for participants at events, custom decorated apparel, corporate and donor gifts, awards and recognition items, banners, signs, and displays. Let us help you promote your brand, promote your event, and promote your life. Visit us at www.kwagroupbranding.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989. And let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day, and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Mr. Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders right here in the beautiful South Florida area. We're in for a treat today. As you know, this is going to be aired probably around the time of Women's History Month. And I think I have a dynamic woman that's been featuring throughout the Latin community as well as the South Florida community. And I want to welcome her now. Thank you, Mindy, for being on the podcast. Welcome, Mindy.
Thank you so much, David and Andre. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Mindy, my audience does not know who you are, where you're from, and all that good stuff. So give us a little background on who Mindy Figueroa is.
I'm a little girl from Puerto Rico that left many years ago and decided to pursue her dreams and make them come true via New York. I landed in New York in 1987, pursuing my MBA, and was fortunate enough to join several different corporations, including working for Mayor Koch at one point when I started my career in New York City then. And in the last 17 years, I founded and created Latin to Latin Marketing, or L2L Marketing, as many people know it today. And right here in Fort Lauderdale, my hometown right now, and I'm delighted to be here and being part of the community.
So, Mindy, why did you decide to go into marketing? Here you are, a girl from Puerto Rico, and you come in over here, and now you're a New Yorker, and you come down here, and you form this beautiful company. What got you inspired?
Thank you. That's a great question, David. I come from a small entrepreneurial group of family members. My grandparents, both sides of the paternal and also maternal, They were working class people in Puerto Rico that through their entrepreneurship, they were able to lift the families and achieve many, many things, including sending their two sons to college, one becoming a entrepreneur like myself. So I follow my father's steps, and also my uncle, who is a gynecologist. And then on my maternal side, my mother also, her father also was an entrepreneur, and her family was entrepreneurs from Guaynabo, Puerto Rico. So I saw that around me, and I saw how they were able to be very successful, get the education to their family members, and lift themselves up. And I saw then my grandparents traveling around the world, and I said, I want to be like them. And I knew that pursuing entrepreneurship was going to be the way that I wanted to develop in my career. So I went to New York, pursuing my MBA degree and also experience. As you know, they say the cliche song says, if you make it in New York, you make it anywhere. So,
Yes, if you make it here, you can make it anywhere. I got you.
That's right. So basically, the idea of being in New York was to have the opportunity to work with the best of the best of the talent that I could encounter with and learn from, as well as the various different organizations that I was fortunate enough to be invited to be part of them. And when I thought it was time to get down to the southern part, or like most New Yorkers do, moving to Florida, I decided to establish my company right here in Fort Lauderdale and start Latin to Latin.
That is a beautiful story. But I think you have something very interesting that you left out when you was in New York. I understand you worked with Mayor Koch.
Yes, I did. I did. I kind of mentioned in passing. Yeah, that was quite an experience. Coming from Puerto Rico at that age, I didn't really know much about the politics in New York City. But then later on and as I learned, you know, my ropes of being a New Yorker, I learned what an amazing opportunity I had to work, not directly for him. I wasn't in his office every day, but in one of the departments. But I had the opportunity to truly get to meet him several times and see the type of leadership that he had. He's the one who established, one of the first ones to establish a director of the Latino division that at that time was led by Luis Miranda, who happens to be also Lin-Manuel Miranda's father. So that's how I started my time. And I'm inspired by him leading the Latino community in New York City.
Beautiful story. And I thank you for that. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host. I'm sorry, boy, I'm having a good day. go ahead, Andre. Please ask some questions.
Mandy, bienvenido a la programa. So happy to have you here with us.
Gracias, Andre.
Well, we chatted a bit, and we both have Northeastern roots. I know you spent some time in New York City. I grew up here, but I spent a good bit of time in Boston and New York. So I went to Harvard undergrad. So I had a lot of classmates from New York, have done business in New York, so know it very well. So you definitely nod your teeth and got great experience in New York during your time there.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a question because I want to educate our listeners. I know you specialize, you focus on the Latin community. And I think you would agree the Latin community is not monolithic. In other words, there are different cultural perspectives, different ways of approaching them. And we have a large Cuban population here, but we also have Colombians and other groups that are represented here. Tell our listeners what it means to market to the Latin community and the different nuances or influences that impact them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one thing that many people make a mistake is that put us all into one group because we all speak Spanish. It would be the same analogy if we put people from England or from Canada and from other English or for United States all in the same box. It's not the same. Everybody can have the different journey of their culture. And the idea here is to understand that. And what we try to do every single day is learn. We're trying to learn what are the key components of the individuals in the community that we must are important to them And from a psychographic perspective, what is it that the drivers for them to make decisions? Who influences those decisions? And then we have to look at the family nucleus. So we take a look in a very insightful manner by understanding what are the connecting elements. And at the same time, we look at not only the differences, but we look at the similarities. And what we're trying to do is put it all together. The marketing is not about segregating. It's on the contrary. What many times we help companies do is, how do we take the Latino market, specifically the Latino community, whether they have been here many years or they were born here or they just recently arrived. And we try to help them integrate into the overall general market society. And it allows us to learn a lot what people are, in many cases, are proud to preserve their traditions, you know, like just the same way that a Italian family will preserve some of their Italian traditions and celebrations, just like the Irish and others. So, and the other thing is, in the Latino market, you're right. I mean, we have the influence of European, Native Americans, and also African Americans. So that alone, in many of our cultures, are so embedded into who we are, and it's important for us to recognize that.
Wow, that's great insight. So we understand the Cuban influence, but Mindy, what? And I know the demography has changed, but what other Latin groups have you been focusing on, or should I say, are trying to consume your services to reach that population here?
Absolutely, we basically work with companies across the country. We happen to be based here, but we've been very lucky to work not only in New York but also in Texas and. Pretty much most of the main markets across the nation, including recently working with Kansas, which has 355,000 Latinos and is 12% of the population of Kansas. And they're a very thriving population because most of the workers work in the meatpacking industry and is essential to Kansas. And we were able to help them through the COVID pandemic and help them get them vaccinated and instructed in how to protect their families. But so the majority of, from a nationwide perspective, the majority of the Latinos are Mexicans of Mexican descent. Many are third, fourth generation. They were here before, you know, they pretty much created the border. And then after that, you have obviously the second largest population is a Puerto Rican. If you go back to New York, Puerto Ricans are, you know, were one of the top Latino populations in New York City, followed by Chicago and many others. And now here in Florida are one of the top Latino populations. And then down here in Florida specifically, yes, the Cuban community, you have to recognize their contributions, especially in the Miami-Dade County, how they have been able to really turn around the city and turn Miami into what it is, the capital of Latin America to a certain degree. But like you said, Andrew, there are other many influx of Latinos that are coming that are also critically important. Colombians, Venezuelans, Mexicans as well, and many other South Americans, Brazilian also, that are part of the fabric of the South Florida, really creating a very dynamic, thriving community. If you take a look specifically to Broward County, you see that you see a lot of influx of people moving from Dade County into the north, but also other people that established themselves in Broward for a long time. And right now we are at 35% of the population. We are the fastest growing group in Broward. And in the next, and right now collectively with the African American and Black community, we're more than 50% of the population in Broward alone. And these are numbers that any person developing a strategy for their to grow their business has to have in mind. So that's the reason why we put a lot of emphasis, not only in the Hispanic market, but the overall multicultural market, like the Haitian community, the Portuguese community, and so forth, which are part of our amazing, beautiful mosaic here in Broward County.
Wow, Mindy, that's an incredible story. And I'm in real estate, and real estate sees no color. And I understand you have to be able to do business with people from every corner of the universe or every corner of the planet and understand how to market to them, how to do business with them. So just tell us very briefly, what are the differences, the cultural differences in marketing, let's say to the Latin community versus the mainstream community? What have you seen?
Well, there are fundamentally different, distinct journeys, right? So we, like I mentioned before, the combination of European and native and also African, American, African backgrounds, you know, that makes a unique combination, right? So that's one. Second, you know, we, so many of our countries, you know, they had the unifying, a couple of unifying elements that the conquistadores brought to the table. One was the religion. So Catholicism was something that was pretty much imposed in our countries. And then as well as the language. And then what you're going to see is that each person manifested based on the region, those cultural aspects and those relationships within themselves. And then in terms of the nuances of with the general market or the rest of the population, for instance, you know, we come from an element of collectivism. Everything's about surrounded about the family. Not that the African-American Black community doesn't have that. But they're distinct, they're different sort of cues, cultural cues within each our family members that we need to identify them to, in order for us to sort of activate them and convey a message that is going to get to their heart and eventually is going to get some type of engagement.
Well, last question, then I want my co-host to jump in. But Mindy, how? Talk to us about the marketing differences culturally with social media.
Social media, you know, it is the right now social media, especially for Latinos and many other ethnic communities. It is their virtual piazza, square, right? It is a way in many ways that, our communities stay in touch, with those that are in the country of origin, or with family members that don't live nearby us. It is the social platform to share christenings, quinceañeros, you know, a retirement, weddings, anniversaries, anything that will keep the family connected, right? It's a journal for many people. They keep, it's a digital journal where they're keeping track of the things that they're doing, and they're conveying to their family members how they're living, if they're apart, how they're living in their own area, and then making them part of it. So social media is critical. It's critical in any strategy, marketing strategy, for all the ethnic communities, I would say. This in the particular element of Latinos, it is crucial to make sure, you know, Facebook, for instance, continues to be a very, very strong platform. But you see now TikTok becoming the number one social media site for everybody across the board, making it a more of a marketing tool or a market tool where people are selling products and services, et cetera. So you have to have a strategy, and it needs to be defined whether it's going to be in English or Spanish or both, or in another language. If we're talking about Haitians, so Creole, if we're talking about Portuguese, Brazilians, or people from Portugal, it has to be Portuguese.
So that's great information. So, David, I guess this means you need to set up that TikTok account.
No. What are you trying to do to me, Andre? So, Mindy, this is Women's History Month, and I want to make sure that we answer that obvious question. As a female CEO working in this environment, what have been some of the challenges that you have been facing dealing with your counterparts that are not women?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, but I have had some of my best mentors have been men, especially because I started my career in the beer industry. So it was, in most cases, I was the only woman sitting in a boardroom or sitting in a, you know, any meetings. And, you know, I learned how to how to pick my fights, how did they engage in conversation and differences of opinions. And then after that, they went and had a beer together. So I thought that was really cute and I loved it and I embraced it. So that's number one. Number two, I think that in today's world, a Latina that wants to start a business or
up the bars.
Or go into the corporate world, et cetera. I think we are in a unique situation. We are nurturers. We are people that can multitask. All of that, that's all part of that checklist that we are normally pegged against. But I think what's important is that today women can be themselves. Before there was this stigma, at least it happened to me, many moons ago, that you needed to act more like a man than a woman. I think right now we can be ourselves. We can bring ourselves to the work environment and be successful. I think one of the elements that continue to be a challenge, especially for women entrepreneurs, is access to capital. And that's something that I'm working towards, trying to close the gap in that area. So anybody that's taking a business, whether it's a startup or is going to a mature startup or going to the next level, there needs to be opportunities where women are given access to capital so they can grow, scale, and take the business to the next level. And that's why part of my mission is in the next before I retire.
Well, you just said it perfectly. My next question is on that line. Where do you see L2L marketing company in the next 2 to 3 years or even further?
Well, we are going to continue to thrive in giving the best we can to our clients. We tend to raise the bar in everything we do. I have a small group of thinkers and people with a lot of passion and ingenuity. I mean, sometimes I'm astonished myself about the kind of thinking that comes out of the team and the kind of thought process that go to bring to solutions to the client. So we're going to continue doing that. But I also think that we're definitely pivoting as we, as we take in consideration on new technologies like AI, et cetera, that is going to allow us to, exponentially take our work to the next level. But you're still going to need the human thinking to take, to really apply what these tools allows us to do. And then the third fact is, continue to give back to the community. We're very entrenched in doing different things from charity work to giving time that helps lift others. And that's part of what I want to do in terms of my legacy. I want to really help women go to the next level of their businesses and more to come on that in the future.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. We're slowly wrapping up and winding down. But before we do, I want you to tell me about any of the nonprofit groups you just indicated that you are looking to leave that legacy. What groups are you supporting now and what groups you may be supporting in the immediate future?
Absolutely. Well, one group that I'm starting to support and I started a relationship with them last year was Gilda's Group Club. And because both my grandmothers passed of breast cancer and colon cancer. So that's dear to my heart. Another organization that I've been involved with many years, and thank you for supporting it as well, is the Hispanic Unity. What they're doing in our community is critical and is the voice that we need for not only Hispanic. I mean, their name is Hispanic Unity, but they really reach out to everybody. They help the Haitian community and many other communities from the Caribbean and so forth. So that's another organization to my heart. And then another one that I've been involved for the past 4 years, and I now the chair of the board of advisors is the Center of Hispanic Marketing and Communications at Florida State University. The one thing that I like about that is because we're focused on helping students become the next generation of multicultural and Hispanic marketers. So I get the opportunity to mentor the kids that are going to school, but they also, one of them actually became a full-time employee. And right now we have an intern. And so it allows me to really help them mold their career to help them get to the next level. So I'm very dedicated and passionate about that in particular.
I hear that in your voice, young lady. I can tell you're on fire when it comes to that. I like to hear that kind of passion. So that's very, very strong from that standpoint. So, Mindy, how do we reach out to you? Give us all the digits, all that good stuff that we need to have so that we can hunt you down if we want to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. Well, LinkedIn, I know you and I, David, connected through that. So Arminda, Mindy Figueroa, it's my LinkedIn account. The same name I use for Facebook, Instagram is Mindy Figueroa, I think, Mindy Fig. And what else? Threads as well. And our website is www.l2lmarketing.com. And the telephone number 954-376-4800. And we're right here in downtown, right at the tall building on Financial, One Financial Plaza. I'm also there we have the Tower Club where I'm the first Latina Puerto Rican LGBT to be the chair of the Board of Governors. I'm very proud of that too.
Okay. Hey, we love it. We like what we're hearing and the impact that you're making in our community. So I don't have anything else to say, but hey, I want to thank my listeners. I want to thank my audience for coming out because, as you know, this is Women's History Month, and we want you to support these women businesses, women organizations, because it is that time that you need to understand that. But also keep in mind that women's history is every day. It's not just a month. It's not just a week. It's not just a year. It is a lifetime. So, Mindy, I personally want to thank you for coming on the podcast. So, audience, you've been listening to the CEO and founder of L2L Marketing, Ms. Mindy Figueroa from Puerto Rico. Bienvenido, senorita.
Thank you, David and Andrea. I'm really honored to have been invited here as your guest. Thank you.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.